Bridget whirls around, a funny expression on her face.
Blimey, now what do you want to know about that one for?
It was Anne who knew of her, had a book written by her, and we just wondered what sort of person she was. I finish with a smile that can only be described as feeble.
Well, it were a long time ago,
Bridget repeats. She dusts a small oriental vase with her apron.
But I remember her, Miss Wilhelmina Wyatt. Mrs. Spence said she was special in her way, that she saw what most of us don't. She can see into the dark, she said. Well, I didn't pretend to know what that meant. The girl couldn't even speak, bless her soul, but she were always with her little book, writing and drawing. That's how she spoke.
Just as Dr. Van Ripple told us. How did she come to be here? She had no family, I know, I say. Bridget's brow furrows.
Bless me, she did too.
I thought Wilhelmina Wyatt was Mrs. Spence's own blood. Mina was her niece. Her niece, I repeat, for I wonder why Eugenia didn't tell me this.
Came to us after her mother died, bless her soul. I remember the day Mrs. Spence went to town to fetch her. Little Mina had been put on a boat by herself and was found near the customs house. Poor thing, must have been terrifying, and things weren't much better here.
Bridget returns the vase and gets to work on the first of a pair of candlesticks. What do you mean? Felicity asks.
Some of the girls picked on her. They pulled on her braids to see if she would talk.
Did she have friends at all? Bridget frowns.
That awful Sarah Rees-Tomb would sometimes sit with her. I'd hear her asking Mina if she really could see into the dark and what it was like in that place, and Mrs. Spence took Sarah to task for that and forbade them from playing together.
Did Miss Wyatt have haunts that were special to her? Hiding places, perhaps? Felicity presses. Bridget thinks for a moment.
She'd like to sit on the lawn and draw the gargoyles. I'd see her with her book, looking up at them and smiling like they were having a tea party of their own.
I recall my strange hallucination as I left for London at Easter, the gargoyle with the crow in its mouth. It gives me a shiver to think of Wilhelmina smiling at those hideous stone watchers. Guardians of the night, indeed. Bridget slows her dusting.
I do recall Mrs. Spence fretting over Mina later on. The girl had taken to drawing dreadful things, and Mrs. Spence said she were afraid Mina were under a bad influence. That's what she said. And then the fire happened shortly after, and those two girls and Mrs. Spence gone with it. God rest 'em.
With a sigh, she returns the candlestick and takes the other. But what happened to Wilhelmina? Why did she leave? Bridget licks her thumb and works at a smudge on the silver.
After the fire, she were acting peculiar. 'Cause of the grief, if you ask me. But no one did.
Felicity quickly intervenes. Yes, I'm sure you're right, Bridget, she says, rolling her eyes at me. What happened next?
Well, Bridget continues, Mina started scaring the other girls with her odd behaviour, writing and drawing those wicked things in her book. Mrs. Nightwing told her, relation or no relation to the missus, if she didn't stop, she'd turn her out. But before she could, Mina left in the middle of the night, taking something valuable with her.
What was it? Felicity jumps in.
I don't hear everything, Miss Pesterpants, Bridget chides.
I mouth Miss Pesterpants to Felicity, who looks as if she could cheerfully strangle me.
Whatever it was, Bridget continues, Mrs. Nightwing were very cross about it. I've never seen her so angry.
Bridget puts the candlestick back, just so.
There, that's better. I'll have to have a word with that Emily. And you best get to your prayers before Mrs. Nightwing turns you out and me right after.
What do you think it all means? Felicity asks as we fall in with the other girls. They gather their prayer books and straighten their skirts. They crowd around two small mirrors, pretending to tidy their hair, when really they're only gazing at themselves, looking for hopeful signs of budding beauty. I don't know, I say with a sigh. Is Wilhelmina trustworthy or not?
She does appear in your vision, so it means something, Felicity says.
Yes, but so did the girls in white, and they were fiends who would have led me astray, I remind her. The very girls who meant to lure Bessie and her friends into the Winterlands, for who knows what purpose, also came to me in my visions, giving me a measure of truth and lies. In the end, they led us straight into the clutches of the gruesome poppy warriors.
So what is Miss Wyatt?
Felicity asks.
The lady or the tiger?
I shake my head. I honestly can't say. But she took the dagger, that's for certain, and that's what we need to find.